News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, let me tell you real quickly about Alabama Pecan Company. So listen, Alabama Pecan Company is going to be something that a lot of you are going to need, all right? Because you know how it is. You don't know what to get that aunt or that uncle who has everything for Christmas. You don't know what to get your clients, but you want to give them something and thank them for their business. So how about to send your customers a little piece of home is what I usually say. The Alabama Pecan Company, they've got ready-to-ship gift items already ready to go. They've also got custom gift boxes you can put together to suit your business and your clients. So if you want to take the guesswork out of the holiday season, just go to their website, Alabama Pecan Co., that's C-O, alabamapecanco.com, and just let them handle getting the gifts under the tree. I'm just telling you, this is so worth doing. And folks, by the way, a lot of people like to stop at their cafe and mercantile on the way down to the beach. They're on Highway 87 down there in South Alabama in Sampson. But the Alabama Pecan Company, yeah, they can help you with Christmas gifts just by going to alabamapecanco.com. All right, hey, listen, before we go too much further into the next topic on the Triple Dipper, I got a caller on line two, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, Phil. I just wanted to thank Copper for Copper's Connor and reaching out and her witness. I went to a church, a Catholic church. We had 36 people at midnight when I left in a prayer service. At 3 a.m., my friend came back. There was still 18 or 20 there. I know there are some Protestant churches that were doing likewise.
Absolutely.
And then Eternal Word Television Network, EWTN, in the Daily Mass today, the homily was about the Supreme Court case and that prayers are still needed. So I want to thank Copper and all of her her network of folks for prayers and all of the other prayers of all the right thinking people, whatever their religion is.
Hey, Thomas, thank you. Copper, you want to chime in?
Yeah, no, thanks for sharing that. That's encouraging. I know there were a lot of people praying from home or at their churches, so that is good to know.
Yeah, Thomas, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that very much. Well, listen, so I'll go ahead and move into the next topic. I'll intro it. How about that? I'll intro the topic because we're not going to get into it deep until we get back from the next break, but I'll just tell you this. Here's what caught my attention. Because the next topic I am going to do, I'm going to go southern border. Southern border chaos right now. We got lots to talk about on the southern border. Is it making a lot of news right now? Not a ton, but then there's snippets that come together. And when you begin to pull and do the resourcing that I do for each show, and I've got a stack of paper right here related to southern border. What caught my attention, though, was I was resourcing the segment that I just did a little while ago about surveillance and about the Omicron variant and how, you know, things are happening and they're asking for your papers now in Austria and in Germany and in Canada and in Australia. And I found a story. I missed it. I wish I'd seen it. Peter Ducey from Fox apparently asked Dr. Fauci yesterday. He says, basically, after Joe Biden had announced new restrictions for international travelers to the U.S. in light of the latest variant, the Omicron variant, Biden's main COVID man, Anthony Fauci, just dodged a question, if you remember or if you saw it, when Peter Ducey said, Dr. Fauci, this is the question, quote, Dr. Fauci, as you advise the president about the possibility of new testing requirements for people coming into this country, does that include everybody? And Fauci says, the answer is yes, because you know the new regulation, if you want to call it that, is that anybody and everybody who's coming to the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here. To which Peter Ducey says, well, will the new rules apply then to illegal border crossers? Caught him totally off guard. Totally. I mean, and Fauci, he says he didn't think so. Quote Fauci's answer, that's a different issue. For example, we still have Title 42 with regard to protection at the border that you don't have the capability, as you know, of somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport, blah, 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 blah. He didn't really answer the question except to say he thought it was different. Why is it different? Apparently, if you come across the Rio Grande River, you are not contagious or deemed a threat. But if you get on a plane in France and come to the United States, you could be bringing Omicron. And people, I'm just telling you, at first I thought it was just an incompetence and a willingness to do anything to undo Trump's policies. I'm past that point now. I feel like this is like the conspiracy theory day for the show, and I'm not even a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just telling you right now, you cannot have the border policies that they've got, and it not be an intentional desire to flood the country with illegal immigrants. There's no way around it, because they're not even trying. I mean, so I heard another story this morning that I'll unpack a little bit more later, but literally, we had funded contracts to build the border wall, funded, no new costs, already funded. And Biden has shut those down, and they are now auctioning off the materials that your tax dollars already paid for, all of which have been laying out in the sun, rusting because he shut it down. One report that I heard this morning said that it is costing the United States more to pay penalties and to auction off all of the materials that had already been purchased for the border walls than it would have to just complete the construction. That is maddening. That's a deliberateness. That is a desire to do more than just go anti-Trump. That's a desire to leave your border wide open. There's no other way to explain it. Well, when we get back from this next break, I'm going to tell you some things about the border wall, about the border openings. I got an article here from The Hill. Title of it, Situation at the Southern Border is Worse Than You Probably Realize. We'll talk about that when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And you can listen to us live anywhere in the world, by the way. Just go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. You can also find on that website any number of other things like bios for me and Copper. You can find suggested reading. You can find different things that have been written. And on top of that, you can also find podcasted versions of every day's show. So we do the show. Copper then segments it into shorter segments and uploads it. It goes up on the website. And right now, Copper, where do you think we are? What would you estimate in terms of downloads?
18,000.
Oh, Copper! Now you just now it's very anticlimactic now. Very anticlimactic. We're just about to hit 15,000, right?
Oh, sorry.
But still, I mean, still 15,000 downloads. Yeah. Dadgum. But anyway, you can find a lot at rightsideradio.org. Just check it out. Copper, if you would, I sent you the audio clips. Go ahead and get clip two ready, please, and let me know when you got it. But folks, I'm looking at an article right now on The Hill. So I'm in the second part of my triple dipper for the day. The first part we did was the whole surveillance versus security thing. Now I'm doing a section on the southern border chaos because, yeah, it's still chaos. Oh, yeah, it is. Story on The Hill magazine written by Nolan Rappaport. Title of it is Situation at the Southern Border is Worse Than You Probably Realize. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But he cites some amazing stats if you look at it. In this particular story, which came out just a couple weeks ago, he wrote that only 35% in a recent Harvard-Harris poll, only 35% of registered voters apparently approve of the Biden administration's immigration policies. Wow. 81% of those polled think that illegal immigration is indeed a serious issue. 65% think that Biden's immigration executive orders encourage illegal immigration. 65%. Now listen, in polling world, above 60 is big numbers, all right? When you got 81% think this is serious, 65% think that Biden is encouraging illegal immigration, and then you have 54%, by the way, above 50 is still pretty significant, but 54% think he is creating an open border, not just trying to enforce immigration laws more humanely. And then 73% think the current surge in undocumented immigrants at the border is a crisis that needs to be addressed immediately. Those are the stats. Well, I'm going to tell you some more out of this, but let's do this. Copper, I see you got it ready. So I'll tell you what. Representative Tony Gonzalez, who represents a portion of Texas, He made some comments on Fox News that I thought were significant about the fact that we need to secure the southern border. Go ahead and play clip two, Copper.
Need to do is they need to secure our southern border, and they need to secure it from all illegal immigrants coming through. You know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and this is putting people's lives at risk. Sadly, this administration doesn't want to do anything, because if they did, they would. Instead, they're attacking our men and women in green that are trying to protect ourselves and protect our country from this. And I go back to it. Where are the House Democrats? You know, I've got a bill that would do a couple of different things. One, it would label cartels as terrorist organizations. Another thing it would do is it would ensure that our Border Patrol gets the pay that they deserve. These are the type of things that people are looking for. Leadership in Congress needs to change. And when the Republicans have the House, we're going to make sure to secure the southern border.
So, yeah, he talked about a couple things there, if you heard it. He talked about they're attacking the men in green. The men and women in green are the Customs and Border Patrol, the CBP agents, the patrol, who are out there literally on the border, who have been so overwhelmed with having to do the administrative in-processing functions of the millions who are coming across the border undocumented and illegally, that they are not able to do actual enforcement. They're not able to truly get out there and do most of their jobs. And yet, the Biden administration, if you remember that whole situation with the mounted patrols, the mounted patrols were seen trying to stop a group of Haitian immigrants from crossing the river. And then, of course, the liberal side of politics went crazy, to include President Biden, who said they were strapping those men. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Well, Jen Psaki said that the Del Rio Border Patrol unit had been shut down. Story here on the Washington Examiner. The Border Patrol horse unit is actually alive and well in Del Rio, despite Psaki's suspension claim. The Border Patrol unit is alive and well, said their boss, Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz. He told federal law enforcement officials this week that agents assigned to that unit in the Del Rio region are still operating despite the alleged ban the Biden officials imposed. On top of that, they were supposed to be investigated. Supposed to be. Well, that story I just read to you about them still being alive and well was back in October. Fast forward, late November. Story on CNN. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General declines to investigate the Del Rio Horse Patrol incident. Why would you think that is? Because they know it's going to be embarrassing. You know what they did? They made a fuss. They called out those men unnecessarily who were out there daily risking their lives to guard our borders, who were just doing what they were trained to do and doing it well, by the way. They called them out, tried to embarrass them, maligned them. Even the President of the United States said they were strapping men, and they weren't. And then they kind of let it fade away, and the IG for the Department of Homeland Security has even declined to investigate it. It's all gone away. Let's just don't talk about it anymore. Let's pretend that didn't happen. Meanwhile, in March of this year, Department of Homeland Security's Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he acknowledged before Congress that suspected terrorists have indeed tried to cross the border every year. And he says that the DHS's multi-layered security apparatus has made it possible to identify and prevent them from coming in. But how does he know that when we've got an estimated 1.3 million illegal crossers that have been apprehended? Just those have been apprehended, 1.3 million, which is a record, an all-time record. That's more, total apprehensions, I'll say it was 1.3 million in the first 8 months of the Biden administration. This brought apprehensions for fiscal year 2021 up to more than 1.6 million total. This article came out 2 weeks ago. It's probably another 100,000 since then, at least. That's the highest number recorded since they began tracking it in 1960. Wow. So for 61 years, they've been tracking it, and they've never had numbers like this. So yeah, is the border in chaos right now? Yes, it is. How about this? At the end of September of this year, the Immigration Court had a backlog of more than 1.4 million cases. A backlog of 1.4 million cases. Good night. And the administration is not making any progress on reducing that backlog. And so, folks, this is a big deal. And the border continues in this chaos. And despite this, here's one of those maddening things. U.S. officials, story on CBS News dated a couple, when was this? About 10 days ago. CBS News. U.S. officials say that border policy will not be a focus of talks with Mexico at a three-way summit despite lingering issues. Why not? Why would you not? Senior administration officials say U.S. border policy will not be a source of focus of talks with Mexico on Thursday when President Biden hosted his Mexican and Canadian counterparts in the North American Leaders Summit. The Biden administration has recently relied on Mexican authorities to reduce the number of migrants reaching the U.S. southern border and is finalizing plans to reinstate a Trump-era policy that requires asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. All right, I'm going to get to that in a minute. But can you imagine? Remember I said a minute ago, we're beyond negligence. We're beyond just trying to undo Trump. We are now into a phase where you have to look at it and go, this is intentional. There's no other way around it. Because they cannot deny it. If nothing else, the photographic evidence alone is overwhelming. The pictures of the massive amounts of Haitian migrants that camped out under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas, a month or so ago, that alone is an indication of crisis. But they will not do a thing about it, and they won't even go to a summit with leadership from Mexico and address the topic. That is an indication this is purely intentional. All right, Copper, take us to that short break. We come back, I will wrap this up a bit. Top of the hour, we're going to come back, though, and have the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, let me tell you about Otter Creek Farm, if I haven't already. Oh, of course I have, but I'm going to tell you again. Otter Creek Farm is one of my favorite places in North Alabama. Listen, it is amazing, and it's known worldwide. Frank, who runs the place, was telling me the other day about people flying in from Europe to be there. But I'm just telling you, it's gotten to be quite the destination, and a lot of you are checking it out, and I'm glad. But if you haven't already, please do go to their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. It's a wing shooting destination if you like to hunt pheasant and quail. It's a wedding venue because the facilities are so amazing and the beauty out there is amazing. It's a place where you can go and just have a day or a corporate retreat. You can stay overnight there. Otter Creek Farm. It's an oasis in North Alabama is what I like to say. Check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, so continuing on with this theme about what's happening on our southern border. It's amazing to me that the state of Texas is having to do this. But, you know, one thing that did strike me as being odd is why does it take so much to build a wall? I mean, have you ever driven down? Charlene and I just drove to Virginia and back to see family for Thanksgiving, right? And as we're coming through, and I forget where we were, somewhere like Roanoke or something like that, as we're driving through, you know, I was driving down the interstate, and I look over and I see these giant concrete walls on both sides, you know, the ones that are designed to sort of keep the sounds of the interstate off the neighborhoods. And I looked at that and I thought, I bet that whole wall got built in a matter of days. I mean, why does it take so much to have, well, it takes so much because the federal government's involved, that's why. And I told you I had a story. This is the New York Post. New York Post written just this is a few weeks ago. $100 million worth of taxpayer-paid border wall materials have been discarded and are going to waste in Texas after President Biden ended construction of the barrier when he entered the White House in January and canceled the contracts. Literally canceled the contracts. Well, Texas is stepping into the fray. Texas ain't playing. And a story that came out, I told you about it once before. This came out about 10 days ago. Texas is literally saying, you know what? It's not rocket science. We can build a wall. And Texas is building a wall right now out of shipping containers. That's genius. I love that. Shipping containers. Now, I've seen these things stacked up. You've seen them, too, on ships. They stack them 3, 4, 5, 6 high. You can stack those bad boys in hours. You can have a wall. And within, you know, so Governor Abbott made the announcement. They called it Operation Steel Curtain. And the National Guard and Department of Public Safety began placing containers at migrant crossing points, just bam, like that, stacking them 2 and 3 high. Just boom, 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 putting down a steel barrier wall. Love that. But it shouldn't have to be. It's the national border. It's the national border. And we had contracts already funded. Oh, no, can't do that. Trump-era policy, got to do away with it. Plus, now we're beginning to realize they just like open borders. Well, one of those things that sort of came back to bite Biden was he did, if you remember, he canceled Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Canceled the Remain in Mexico policy, which made no sense because what that means is they're coming over here where we have a 1.4 million backlog. We have a literal 982-day wait on the average for the hearing in the backlog. And we're going to let them just wander around the United States, undocumented. Just come on in. Just come on in. Why don't you? Trump had put in place a Remain in Mexico, which was curtailing because people didn't want to remain in Mexico. So a lot of them got to where they just weren't making the trip. Well, when that went away, bam, the floodgates opened. Well, the courts got involved. South Texas Property Rights Association Executive Director Susan Kibb says there have been massive amounts of damage to property. And I'm looking at a story right now on Fox News that says with all the things they've been putting up with, now what they're looking at finally is that the courts have ordered the federal government to re-implement the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. And it's finally happening as we speak, literally now. Mexico and the U.S. are expected, the story came out today, Mexico and the U.S. are expected to announce that they have reached an agreement on how to restart it. Look, you know what? They were ordered to do this about 90 days ago. Ordered to do something they had already been doing for several years. And they'd only stopped it for about 8 months. I guess there was not a lot of institutional knowledge that hung around because they apparently forgot how it works. But they're fixing it. They're fixing it. They're getting there. I mean, a little patience here, fellas. So Mexico and the U.S. are going to announce they've reached an agreement on restarting the controversial, who's it controversial for? Remain in Mexico program that will look fairly close to the version during the Trump administration. Well, that scares me. Either way, that's finally happening. But did you know, though, story off the Daily Wire came out yesterday. Daily Wire, migrants from 106 different countries cross the southern border in Del Rio sector. Just the Del Rio sector. Just, are y'all hearing this? Just the Del Rio sector. Migrants from 106 countries crossed the southern border in Del Rio sector in 2021 alone. Yeah. A media release from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Wednesday, according to the Daily Wire, documented the accounts of migrants recently apprehended from a wide variety of nations far beyond Mexico and Central America. Let's see if I can find some stats on where they came from. 107 migrants were encountered yesterday in Eagle Pass, says the announcement, consisting of 103 Venezuelans, 3 Colombians, and 1 Nicaraguan national. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, they said. They've also had large numbers, of course, of Haitian immigrants. They have had, they're even finding Europeans in the mix. And it's amazing to me. This is not just a Mexico coming to America. This is the world coming to America from all over the place. Folks, right now, I will tell you this. Story out a few days ago, I've got one off Fox and one off the Hill that both say that Republicans in D.C. are struggling right now trying to save the funding for Trump's border wall. The Hill reports that Senate Republicans are struggling to save the funding for construction of former President Trump's long-sought wall by putting forth plans to rescind nearly $2 billion. Well, they're trying to replace the $2 billion that was removed by the Democrats. Republicans in the upper chamber are pushing for the funding already allocated toward the barrier's construction. And so the senators involved right now are Senators Braun, Cruz, Lee, Loomis and Rubio, but I believe that Senator, yep, oh, wasn't that Senator Richard Shelby, a top-ranking Senate Appropriations Committee chair or co-chair, cautioned against withholding support from the bipartisan deal. In other words, Shelby's not on board. Shelby's not on board with getting the funding back for the border wall. But hey, he's retiring, so why does he care? Yeah. All right, folks, coming back with the Grand Council right after the top of the hour. You're going to want to hear this one. Got Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson, and me pinging each other with questions to see where it goes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.